Welcome to the new episode of The Moving Canine, a podcast for nerdy dog trainers with a focus on improving our dog's performance through movement skill training. I am Mari Valkma, a certified professional canine fitness trainer. And last week I ran a free workshop on why clear communication is so crucial in dog training. We discussed the effects arousal has in your training session, starting with some annoying arousal-related behaviors and moved on to linking arousal to your dog's movement and long-term well-being. I decided to release all the workshop sessions for you, and now you're listening to the third and last part of the workshop. When thinking about arousal, we often imagine the dog barking, maybe going sniffing, and not being able to focus on the exercises. But have you ever thought training in overarousal affecting your dog's health in the long run? And that's exactly what this training session is about. I'll play the whole story to you now. Happy listening! Welcome to the third and final video of the Performance Through Clarity workshop. It has been quite a ride, and I'm so glad to have you here at this workshop. I am Mari Valkma, a dog trainer with a passion for creating links between canine fitness training, behavior, and learning theories. I'm a blogger, podcaster, and online course creator for dog trainers like you. Over this series of three videos, you've learned about different arousal levels, their effect on your dog's performance, and also links between arousal and physical performance. In the last two videos, I've shared with you the most fundamental and essential training concepts, like marker words and clear reinforcement delivery. These are the concepts that keep your dog focused and engaged during the training. And these are the concepts that, surprisingly, also give your dog's movements the control and precision for sports performance, as you learned in the previous video. And based on your messages over this last week, you're already on the right track. Thank you so much for sharing your discoveries from these exercises with me. Now, what happens if you choose not to bring more clarity into your training and choose to work through that little bit of overarousal in your training? I mean, others are doing it right, and they are kind of getting results. I know I found my thoughts drifting in that direction countless times. Well, arousal has a sneaky tendency to become a habit, and it's up to you whether the optimal arousal becomes the habit for your dog, making every training session a real joy, or over-arousal becomes a habit, meaning that this little whine that you heard in your last training session will soon become a full-blown barking frenzy. I've been there, and it's not very cool, to be honest. And it's not only that training will become mentally challenging and taxing with constant overarousal. Your dog's body starts suffering too. As you discovered in the previous video, your dog's arousal level and ability to move with control, precision, and awareness of his own body are intricately linked together. Your dog will not be able to focus on what his body is doing if he's not in the focused, high-performing, optimal arousal mindset, or in the flow, meaning that his movements will be frantic, out of control, and just trying to get the job somehow done. Now, what effects will this have on your dog's body in the long run? Repetitive stress injuries are the most common type of injuries in sport dogs. These are not acute injuries, but rather repetitive, small overload of the tissues. Often we can't even notice the damage done to the body until it's too late. We get the massive vet bill and have to take a year off from training, if we are lucky. The repetitions done in the overarousal mindset, where your dog moves without any awareness of his own body, are the worst and the most damaging to your dog's body, potentially ending up in an early retirement from sports. And I know that this is not what you want for your dog. You'd like your dog to stay healthy and still conquer those sports trials with confidence and spark in her eyes at 10 plus years of age. In order to achieve that, your dog's mindset during the training must come first. And you'll achieve that by taking confusion to a minimum in your training and becoming a trainer who, instead of training more, trains smarter. In the last two videos, we looked at two ways you can make training clearer and less confusing for your dog. In order to keep your dog in the optimal mindset, that also helps to keep the body safe. We talked about using different marker words for different reinforcement deliveries so that your dog knows where to find the salary for the work he's doing. And we also talked about the importance of having a pause between using the marker and actually starting the reinforcement delivery. Both of these skills are super powerful. They may look easy, but implementing these in your training will dramatically improve your dog's mindset and learning speed. And I've heard it before, if you think that these exercises are way too easy and you mastered them a long time ago, well, think again. As soon as you add challenges into the training session, like you moving or your dog, the clarity of your markers and reinforcement delivery will drop instantly. These skills are not something that you practice once and they are done. Using marker words and clean reinforcement delivery are coordination exercises for us, the handlers. And coordination exercises need constant work to maintain their sharpness. Practice hand mechanics every day for 2 minutes. That could be while waiting for the kettle to boil or during a commercial break of your favorite TV show. And I promise you'll notice a dramatic shift in your training. Now, you may be thinking that everyday and sports training scenarios are quite a lot more complicated than delivering a treat in the same manner over and over again. And I hear you. And I've got a tip for you. Have you ever been to agility training or run an agility course with your dog? I bet you had to learn the course without your dog first, so that you could really work on your own movements, where to put your hands and feet, when to turn the shoulders, when to make eye contact with your dog, when and where to reinforce your dog. Well, you get the point. If you started the course without practicing first alone, without your dog, it would be a huge mess. You wouldn't have time to focus on both your own movements and your dog at the same time. And I bet the more detailed your practice run without your dog, the more fluent the exercise would be once you got your dog on the course, right? Treat every training session, no matter your sport, like it was an agility run. Think what you'd like your dog to do. What will your dog's movement trajectory be like? How are you going to move during the session? Where do you need to mark and where do you deliver the reinforcement? Think about an exercise that you're working on right now with your dog. And after this video, try doing this same exercise without your dog, only focusing on your own movement, marking and delivering the reinforcement. Work all the way through to getting your imaginary dog set up for the next repetition, as this is part of the exercise. By planning our training sessions in this way, we'll make sure you actually know what your body is doing while you train your dog. It will make sure you mark the right moment and that your reinforcement delivery is clear. It will also make your training a lot smoother. By practicing the exercises without your dog first, you may discover that you'll need to adjust the reinforcement position a little bit, or maybe change the position of the prop. Or think again how your dog is going to move back to the starting position of the exercise. When I post videos on social media, I occasionally get questions like, would it be possible to see the dog doing this exercise for the first time so that the session wouldn't be so polished? And you know what? It often is my dog's first time with exercise in the videos that I share. But because I've spent the time planning the exercise, thinking about the marker words and clear reinforcement delivery, my dogs look like old pros doing the exercise. Getting things right is a no-brainer to them once I've put in the work to do my part of the training well. Not always perfect, but well. Your dog doesn't need perfect, but she does need clarity in order to be focused, understand the exercise quickly, and move with precision and awareness. Dogs love clarity during training. It doesn't depend on the breed or whether your dog is super enthusiastic or super careful. The clearer you can communicate the exercises, the faster your dog will be able to learn, and the less unwanted behaviors you're going to get. Clarity in your training sessions will help your dog to stay in the focused and high-performing flow mindset, where he is moving with awareness, speed, and precision. Clarity also helps to make sure you're not putting any unwanted loads on your dog's body, causing long-term damage and overuse injuries just by training in a constant overarousal mindset. Using marker words, clear reinforcement delivery, and planning your exercise sessions with care will be really powerful in helping you train smarter. These skills will take you a long way, and make sure you work on them and your dog will thank you, trust me. Make every training session the perfect training session where your dog is engaged, focused, and learns new skills super fast. And if you'd like to learn more and work with me on putting that clarity-focused training into good use, I've got a limited time offer coming out very soon. It's a program developed for dog trainers like you, who are interested in training smarter and putting quality over quantity. A program that combines positive reinforcement training concepts with helping your dog to become more focused, clear-minded, and move with intent and precision, thus making sure he will have a long and healthy career. Using clear handler mechanics is always the first step, and using the tips from this workshop alone will help to make sure your training sessions become more focused and your dog will be able to learn new skills faster. But if you'd like to learn more and find out how to become super efficient with reinforcement delivery through loopy training, and note, it will make new difficult behaviors really easy for your dog. Or how to build new complex behaviors through pack chaining, and how to set up exercises so that your dog can move from the point of balance, all while keeping your dog in the focused, engaged mindset, then this program is for you. Keep your eyes peeled. I'll be sending out an email soon with the details for this limited time offer. And make sure you enter your email just under this video to receive the information about this upcoming program. And thank you so much for your company during this workshop. It was amazing having you here, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. The videos of this workshop will be available until the 5th of February. You can revisit them by clicking on the links at the top of the page. And don't forget to leave your email below if you'd like to receive more information on the upcoming training. Happy training, and I will see you soon. Bye! And that was part 3 of the Clarity Workshop from last week. This episode is released on the 6th of February. Currently, I'm just running the registration to the training program you heard about in the workshop. It's called Beyond Dog Sports Performance Mastery Through Clarity. It's a unique one-of-a-kind program where you harness the power of cutting-edge training concepts, build the habit of optimal arousal in your training, and do that all while teaching your dog essential movement skills that help him tackle any sports exercise with confidence, speed, and precision. The registration closes soon on the midnight of February the 7th. I leave the link to the program and registration in the show notes. Go and check it out. And that's it for today. This was The Moving Canine and I am Mari Valgma. I hope you'll have a super fun weekend with your dogs and I'll talk to you again next Friday. Bye!